It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
We are ourselves, and if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Assault on the Mountains of Madness by Jason Dural.
You're the man.
Somebody want to catch us up on where we are?
Normal start time.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, I got there at the end, so I'm not the best one to do the summary.
Well, let's see. We went down from the tower that Brave Private Schrock discovered for us. We wandered around an airfield. We decided that Nock Wolf and Black Sun must be having some sort of feud. We couldn't get a radio to work. We went to a large circular enclosure that I was sure was a coliseum, but then turned out to be very short because we can't tell any size or distances. But there's sort of weird star-shaped buildings inside there. Inside there's weird something inside there. Giant moth maybe of some sort, maybe a person. Hard to really tell. We hooked up a radio but couldn't get anything going. But then we found this nice large room. And there's spiraling. Oh, we got lost for a while. And then we were in the part of the city we hadn't seen. There was a dome building. We wandered inside. Schrock, once again, bravely shimmied up one of the columns to see what was going on. And then something happened to him. He gets a weird light around him. He says, "This is so cool." And that's where we ended.
Yes, indeed. So I'm going to retcon one thing slightly that doesn't... No, actually, I don't need to retcon it, because at least according to the notes, you haven't really been there. So this building, there was the kind of the small room that you came into with the generator, chairs, table, radio that I think was stabbed with a knife. And then into the big room with all the spires pointing towards the center that Private Schrock shimmied up. And then an opening on the far side of the room where you haven't been to yet. So that's where we are. So Schrock is floating in the center of the room, seemingly happy.
Big smile on his face. You guys should come up here.
What is going on?
I'm floating.
We can see that, but how?
He's pretty
top.
He's pretty far up, right? Right, Jim? He's pretty far up there?
15 meters.
Yeah, okay.
So that's kind of far, I suppose.
If you guys throw me a rope, you can carry me around like a balloon.
I don't know about you, Professor, but that looks very dangerous.
Shake my head.
I have to agree with you, Doc. Yeah. Maybe we can throw him a rope and pull him down.
Yeah, that sounds like a better plan.
Can I get listen rolls from everyone who is not Private Shrock?
Maybe he's in the best possible place.
Ooh. That's a hard success.
That is a regular fail.
Okay, so you guys are kind of all in the big circular room watching Private Shrock. From behind you, meaning the room where the stabbed radio and so forth is, you hear what sounds like a dog growling.
Uh-oh. I mean, row.
Where is the sound coming from again?
So Randall and I both failed. So I guess that's only Doc Atwood that hears that.
Oh yeah.
I will turn around, see what we're looking for.
Lonnie, just pull yourself back down, damn it.
You turn around, you may make a sand roll.
I think this is going to be it. Yeah, here we go. I fail.
D4.
Oh, that's not going to do it. All right. It's not as horrible as you might think.
It's not actually. It's a dog. It's a huge, and I don't mean like huge in the kind of grossly mythos sense. I mean just a really big Alsatian standing just on the other side of the doorway, so just kind of in the small room, fangs bared, growling at you, which by itself is not particularly disturbing. What is disturbing, however, is that the dog is glowing kind of a light turquoise blue. And you can swear that it is translucent. You can see through it, barely.
I say, Springsteen, does that dog look unusual to you? Point it out.
I will turn around and have a check. Is it a dog? What? Turn around.
The one over there. You see it?
I make my sand check.
That's 0 points for succeeding.
I'm sorry, how many?
Zero.
Zero, all right, perfect.
Yep, zero.
Because I'm at 23, so good thing I rolled a 21 on that. No, Doc. That does not look like a normal dog. It is blue. And
oh, good,
clear.
good. That's what I wanted to be sure of. Thank you.
Private Shrock.
And, Jim.
Yeah.
Can I also pull out my gun?
You can pull out your gun, yes.
And then I say, good doggy.
Private Shrock, what are you up to? What would you like to do?
15 meters.
I guess I'm trying to spin and rotate as much as possible. Okay. Should I roll a spot hidden or something, see if I see the dog, or...
No.
You want me to... Yeah, okay.
No, you certainly can't see it from your vantage point, but you can...
Okay.
You can see and hear them talking about something. The dog itself will launch itself forward. Who is that? Oh, Professor Atwood. Yes. It will launch itself at you. Apparently trying to bite you.
He's a cat person. That's why.
Would you like to dodge or fight back?
I would like to dodge, yes. No, fighting back. Dodging, yes. I succeeded. Regular success.
Okay. It just barely misses you, kind of snaps at you, and you... pull your arm out of the way, or something along those lines. Mr. McCarthy.
So when I see the dog coming at us that I haven't seen until now, I guess first thing I should roll a sanity?
Yes. Check. That would be useful.
Okay. It is a pass with a 13. And then I will immediately take out my gun and shoot at the monstrosity. Let's see how it goes. What a failure.
Okay. Gunfire echoes around you as McCarthy misses Mr. Springsteen.
I will shoot at Old Blue as well. Aha! Success. For 6 damages.
Well, you would think it would do 6 damages, but you shoot it pretty square, but gosh darn if the round just doesn't pass right through it and ricochet off the floor.
Ghost dog!
Professor Atwood.
Is it blocking the door to leave here?
Basically. I mean, you could go the other way. And who knows if that way leads out or not, but...
Sure. There's also the option of climbing, right?
That's this column? That's an option, sure.
I will jump up the column, then.
Okay.
Try to climb up it.
You are able to start climbing up towards Private Schrock.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, Schrock. I'll save you.
Miss Doyle looks up at you. Where are you going? And she takes her pistol and shoots at the dog. And misses wildly. Private Schrock.
Okay. So, I failed a sand check, and you said it was a D4, correct?
I did.
Okay, so that's 3 more. Not many of those left. Uh-oh. And I will... I imagine I see the bullets pass through and everything. I'm going to give them the blue flashlight.
Okay.
But I've got the blue flashlight of pain. We found it. It's 25% chance to hit. So let's see.
I am going to make you do a dex roll. Yes, to try and manipulate the blue flashlight as you're spinning in zero gravity.
Gotcha. That's a normal success.
Okay. Go ahead and shoot the blue flashlight.
Let's go with that 25. Come on, low numbers. No, 78.
The bolt of energy bursts out and smashes into the wall. The dog will leap as its original target, Professor Atwood, has jumped up and out of the way. It will instead leap towards Mr. Springsteen.
Can I ask a quick question before we get to Springsteen? Was there any momentum, like when I shot the flashlights the first time I've done it?
Nope.
Did it like push me out of the middle or anything?
There is no recoil, no.
Literally like a blue flashlight. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Of course.
I will be dodging.
Of course you will.
Made it by 1. Thank God.
That man was born to run.
Nicely done. The dog misses.
I got it, Steve.
Thank you.
Mr. McCarthy.
You're on my...
Mr. McCarthy takes a few steps backwards, not so fast that he cannot shoot. So I'm going to shoot again. A dog. This time is another failure.
Okay. Mr. Springsteen.
Look at Doc. I look at Doc. And I look at whatever her name is. I say, come on, let's go! And I grab her hand and I just pull over to the pillar to try and get out of the way of this thing. Start climbing. Start climbing!
She will go with you. Professor Atwood.
So I feel like I'm some distance out of the dog's jaws.
Yep.
Huh. Well, I guess I'll pull out a pistol and take a shot at it, even though I don't have a high degree of belief in success, but we'll see what happens. Perhaps I'll get lucky and shoot one of my compatriots. I mean, nope, that's a fail, but just by a little bit.
Okay. The unnamed members of your team kind of look around in a bit of confusion as to what they should be doing.
Oh, that's right. We still have mooks. Everybody climb!
They all start climbing. Miss Doyle is climbing. Private Shrock.
Gonna give another 25%. I guess a dex roll first.
No, you already made one. I'm good with that.
Okay. Good deal. Okay. The 70 then will go to the flashlight as a miss.
Okay. The dog will take another nip at Mr. Springsteen.
I'll try and dodge again. Nope.
It misses you anyway.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Mr. McCarthy.
I will try to shoot the dog one more time. I get distracted fighting with... don't I get a bonus die because he's attacking him?
No. Right. Not for shooting
him. Oh, finally, 11.
Nicely done.
Yes. Oh, 1d10 damage. Which is a total of 5 points of damage.
Nicely done. You also see that your round passes through the dog, ricochets off the floor, and the dog just completely ignores you.
How is that happening? Is it like... Is because of the skin is so thick, or is because he just passes through as if he was gas? Because
it's like invisible.
I believe the phrase "ghost dog" was uttered earlier.
Ghost dog.
It's yeah. Like that.
Ghost yes. Dog.
That. Sorry about that,
Mr. Springsteen.
Am I up out of its biting range now?
Were you climbing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, how far away are you? Is your character Randall, Doc Lawrence?
Say again.
How far away are you from the base of the pillar and the dog?
Probably not terribly.
Yeah. No, not too far away, I guess.
Okay.
I stay around.
Doc, come on. I'll keep it busy. And I'll, as long as I'm getting out of its range, I'm going to just, like, hang where I'm at on the pillar, and then I'll turn around and shoot down at it with my pistol.
Okay. You can certainly do that.
Success for 6 damage. Okay. So just as effective as last time, I'm sure.
Exactly. Professor Atwood.
Oh, if I read anything about ghost dogs in my literature of the past,
you can make an occult roll.
Ghost dogology?
Yes, the stress of all this is too much for me to remember anything in particular. So there's another exit out of this room, we think, to the other side?
That is correct.
Well, I'm just going to hang tight then and see what happens.
Okay. The rest of your team is kind of hanging around in the middle there. Miss Doyle is as well. Private Shrock?
You know what I think I'm going to do is try to swim if I can, like kind of towards one of the pillars, whatever I happen to be. Like, am I like hanging in the exact middle of all these things and kind of not moving unless I try to do somersaults, or am I kind of floating around in the general area? If I am, I'll pick a pillar that's close to me and kind of try to swim or reach out and grab it or something.
You are doing the first one.
Oh, so I'm just completely static.
Yep.
In the exact middle.
Yep. But it's close enough. You can stretch out and grab one of the pillars and pull yourself out of the middle if you wanted to.
Oh, great. Okay. Could I do that and still lose my flashlight or not?
Probably not.
Okay. Do I think holding on to one of the pillars would make it an even worse shot than 25%? You know what? You know what? Forget all that. If I'm close enough where I can reach it, then I wouldn't really have the thought. I'm just going to go ahead and let off another shot with a flashlight.
Okay.
68. Nope. That's been four rolls. I should have had at least one success by now.
The dog will leap at the only person that it hasn't treed yet, Mr. McCarthy. Would you care to dodge, sir?
Dodging all the way. Let's see. That is not a dodge.
Well, the dog misses you anyway.
Good. Good dog.
Mr. McCarthy, what would you like to do?
How did Steve characters get up there floating?
Just climb up the pillar, like everyone else is, or one of the pillars. I mean, there's many of them, right? So,
but
so I think
he got lucky very quickly, if I'm not mistaken. So I will look for the same pillar that he was running for.
Yeah, you can climb up. It really doesn't matter. It's kind of they're all the same. They're all pointed right at the center of the room. You can just grab one and start climbing up. As everyone else has learned what Professor Schrock already knew, that the higher you go, the lighter you feel, it becomes even easier to climb.
Okay. And
so the entire party has been treed by a single dog. the dog is like prowling around. The floor.
I was going to drop a grenade on it.
Looking up at you,
Coach. As soon as everyone was out of range, I was going to drop a grenade on it.
Go right ahead.
All right. Do you want a throw roll or
no?
Just damage.
Yep.
Cool. 6, 10, 13.
19, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is an explosion and a flash and dust, and the dog just completely ignores it.
Guys, it's a ghost dog. Nothing we can do.
I'm going to continue shooting that flashlight at it. I don't know if you want to, like, let me roll every so once in a while, or if you just want to say if everyone's just kind of hanging up there, eventually I get a hit on it, and we'll see what happens, or how you want to deal with it. You want me to keep rolling?
So the dog starts barking.
When I hit it?
Loudly. No, I mean as it's got you all treed. Right?
Oh,
it's okay. Kind of prowling around, barking loudly. You can all make idea rolls if you want to.
Now I get the low number. A 10 is a success.
Not a pass.
So Shrek and Springsteen at least probably remember growing up and going out with the hunting dogs and when the dog would tree something and then just kind of circle around the tree, barking up at it loudly, keeping it cornered.
Uh-oh. Oh, crap.
Somehow those childhood memories come back to you. yes.
And it usually doesn't end well for whatever's in the tree.
Private Shrock, you may go ahead and roll your blue flashlight.
All right. Sure, I'm not going to get it after that last one. Nope. Back to the high numbers. 85.
Okay. You're going to keep... Yeah?
It didn't look like there was any way out from the top of this room, or at least nothing that Lonnie told us about.
Right. So, I mean, the room is a sphere, right? So, you know, Shrock is floating in the center of the sphere, and you guys are, you know, just kind of various distances up towards the center. The only other way out, besides where you came in, which is where the dog came from, is the opening on the far side of the room. But who knows where that leads.
I'll make my way up towards Doc Atwood. Yeah, I think this thing was hunting us. There's going to be its masters are going to come. What should we do, Doc? I think we got to get out of here.
Yes, no, I agree, but we'll have to create a distraction.
I mean, maybe we could split up. Maybe we could split the group and, you know, have some of them draw it to the far edge while we get out this way, and then...
Yes, you there, the moose!
Go sacrifice yourselves. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, either they sacrifice themselves now, or we kill them as players later, so either way, they're dead.
Well...
I want to know if I can hit this thing with blue light if anything happens. Do you want me to?
You can take another shot.
Okay.
The ghost dog didn't actually bite anyone, did he?
Nope.
I miss again.
It's hard to use.
Do you think it is an illusion?
Well, I don't know. Do we want to test that out?
Truck is now making noises every time he pushes the flashlight.
All right. Someone throw Shrock a rope so we can pull him down. This is ridiculous.
Well, he can basically, like, float over and grab someone's arm.
Yeah, I can just kind of reach out and grab one of the pillars.
The whole party is on the pillar.
Yep, Shrock can get down whenever he wants to.
Actually, that's interesting. Does Shrock seem to be floating around? He gets lighter as he gets higher up?
Until he got to the very center, at which point he was weightless and is floating there in space, yes.
How sturdy does the ceiling of this room look?
It's a giant ball.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's
yes.
The same black stone that the rest of the city is built out of.
Oh, so very sturdy.
Yes.
Not the sort of... I was thinking Shrock could place a grenade at the top. We could pull him down and it would blow it up, but that's probably not going to work.
Yeah, something interesting has happened, if I could share real quick. I just assumed maybe foolishly that I could kind of generally take shots, and after about two tries, I hit the malfunction point that you told me about this gun, which was 90, and I rolled a 94.
Oh, you did? So,
yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Was that the last shot?
That was, yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
SpaghettiOs.
Oh, boy.
You may take 5 points of damage.
Oh!
As the gun explodes.
Rats! Ah! Ah!
This blood showering down upon us from the stump of a hand.
No, it's kind of all floating around. My fingers are kind of floating around with me.
Oh.
What? That hurt. Stop messing around.
Pew, pew, boom.
Oh, that looks bad. That looks bad.
Doc,
here, get over here.
I need another hand.
What I was thinking is, Jim, when you get towards the middle, like towards the top of the pillar, but towards the middle of the sphere, does it pull you to the middle, or are you able to maintain like almost weightlessness while you're climbing around?
That one.
I say we make our way over to the far side of the sphere, towards that opening. Mm-hmm. Get the dog baited over there with like one or two people. I would be willing to do it myself as well. And then if we climb up really quick and use the, you know, how weightless we are to kind of like jet across just underneath the center point and then climb down, is it logical, Jim, to think that we could make it across faster than the dog?
No.
No? Well, great. Well, there goes Springsteen's idea.
I mean, that's certainly something that you could do, but I mean, you know, realistically, given the distances and the effort and so forth, especially
like a super long way that I could
yeah
gain a lead on him.
Yep.
So, Springsteen, you're near me right now.
Yeah.
Going to, with one hand still holding the pillar, put my other on your shoulder and say, I want you to get these people out of here. And I drop myself down.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I said, oh, god damn it, Doc. Okay, everybody, get ready to go. Come on.
By dropping himself down, though, does he float up to the middle?
I only went halfway or so.
Yep. Nope.
You can. Oh, and by the way, I get set on fire while I'm doing it.
Yeah. Of course you do.
I assume so. It's the fire theming all over again. Come on, let's go.
As you
start getting all the mooks and the rest of the party down and ready to 23 skidoo.
As you hit the ground, the dog leaps at you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to dodge?
I am. Now, when I'm in this form, my dex is times 2, but I don't think it affects my dodge, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to dodge then, see what happens. I passed. Nice.
The dog misses.
Wait, where does it land?
It's just next to you.
I mean, okay. You know,
like, leapt at you, trying to bite you, and you twisted out of the way, and
Springsteen, which way are you leading them? Which the door we came in or the new door?
Yeah, the door we came in.
All right, then I will run towards the new door, taunting the dog about being like a little cat, but using different offensive words.
Okay, the dog will chase you. What are the others doing?
You want a saucer of milk?
It's my hand too injured to kind of pull myself down?
Nope.
Okay. I will follow, you know, the instructions.
Yeah, I'll make sure everyone's moving down, and then I'll make sure to help Lonnie get out from the center and get him moving down.
And then thanks, sir.
I'll be last. Just move, Lonnie!
Say, what's Doc Atwood doing?
And you guys are going out the door that you came in to the room with the radio.
Yeah.
The dog that the door then, the dog came yep. from.
And then back outside, or are you going to stop there, or what are you?
I think we're going to maybe pause there, depending on what's going on.
Okay. Like someone with their hand on the door, maybe someone waiting at the door to slam it shut behind Doc Atwood when he runs through.
I think it was all open. I don't think there was doors, right?
I don't know. You thought it was a doorway?
So the interior is a doorway. The exterior is a door.
Oh.
Yeah, so there is no door between the radio room and the spherical chamber, but there is a door from the radio room to the outside.
Yeah, I say we go somewhere else.
Are we gonna wait on Doc Atwood?
I'm supposed to keep you all safe, so we gotta make ourselves safe and get out of here, and Doc will be back shortly after.
He's gone to a farm, little Shrock. We can run and play with the other doctors.
I'm back.
So are you guys, are you stopping in the radio room or are you going outside?
If there's nothing there, then no. We're going to just go outside.
Okay. We'll come back.
Truck is ready to follow all of us.
We'll come back to you guys in a second. So, Professor Atwood, you race for the opening on the far side of the room. The dog will get a chance to leap at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to dodge again.
I would. Ooh, that's a hard success.
The dog misses. You reach the room.
Does it have a door?
There is no door.
Well, I run into the room then.
Okay.
Don't like that tone.
You run into the room. So this room, you can best describe it as a storeroom, right? So it's a small room. There is no exterior door, but it's about the same size and, again, just kind of on the opposite side of the sphere as the radio room was. But the walls of this room are lined with shelving. Not Elder Thing black stone shelving, but metal kind of modern shelving, like you would see in a garage or repair facility, yep. That sort of thing. The shelves themselves are holding balls. There's probably a dozen, somewhere between a dozen and two dozen of these balls. Each of them is like the size of a small beach ball. Right, so maybe a foot and a half across.
Mm-hmm.
And you may make a sanity roll.
That's probably not a good thing. Ooh, I passed.
Okay. Nice. Yep. Well, it's not that disturbing. Just 1 point.
Okay.
So most of these balls are somewhat furry, although one is kind of like has a skin tone and some cloth to it, and you, especially kind of with your special friend speaking in your ear, you immediately realize what these balls are. If you took a dog, like a large dog, or in a couple of cases, a human, and were somehow able to smush them into a ball. That's what you're looking at.
And do they look to be heavy?
I suppose.
Because remember, I, for another few rounds, can levitate up. So I'm going to levitate up and try to knock the shelving on top of the dog chasing behind me.
You can certainly do that. That's not a problem. The dog will leap at you as you levitate away from it, and you push the shelving over, and the dog will leap out of the way of the shelving as it crashes to the floor and spheres go rolling around.
So I'm going to take advantage of its confusion to try to levitate back through into the other room again.
Okay. You can certainly do that.
I assume there'll be more dodging.
Let's hold you there for a moment and go to the others. So you race out. So you kind of open the door from the radio room to the outside. You race outside. Are you slamming the door behind you, or what are you doing? Leaving the door open?
Yeah, and there's no window in it, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, close the door.
Okay.
What's the closest structure that we can see?
Well, it's like a courtyard here, probably, you know, 20 feet to any particular building. There's a number of openings and hallways and so forth. There's, you know, plenty of places you could go. You could go between the buildings. You could go into some of the other buildings. As you're looking around that, however, standing kind of in the center of the courtyard is a person. He is wearing a German uniform. You can see he has the insignia of a Black Sun officer, rank of lieutenant. And he is just standing there, and he looks at you. You can all make a sand roll.
Oh, man, how did we not know that ghost dog wasn't Mordekainen's faithful hound?
Am I there with them?
Yep, everyone except the professor.
That Sandro really had no chance.
Nope, fail. And I guess
pass the Sandro.
Okay, 0 for success, just 1 point for the failure.
Don't tell me it's Eye Patch Guy.
It is not Eye Patch Guy. You have not seen this fellow before. But it's funny you should say Eye Patch Guy, because as you look at him, you do realize that his eyes are perhaps missing. And they're kind of glowing with a turquoise blue light. And they appear to be filled with just a mass of tiny black worms.
Oh, no.
Professor Schrock. Professor Schrock. Private Schrock. Sorry about that.
Did we encounter... We did. We encountered Nazi zombies. Oh, no. Actually, we didn't. Because the Nazi zombies were in the caverns with that first correct. Ill-fated group. So, yeah. So if these guys are zombies, we haven't seen them before. Okay. I'm going to shoot them with my rifle. Let's see what we got. Yes, an 11.
And it's just one guy, you said, Jim, right?
Just one guy.
Officer uniform?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. What's the damage? 2d6 plus 4. So 13 points of damage. Bam, bam.
Okay.
Bam.
The bullets hit him. He staggers backward a little bit. Mr. McCarthy.
Wow, just staggered back.
Yeah, so this is starting to look just as bad as before. So, What are the options here? Do I see in this area, is there a place kind of to hide and be able to shoot from cover?
Nope.
I'll just shoot for now. Figure out what happens. Let's see if it was because Steve's kind of rolling.
Now, Jim, were his eyes glowing the same color as the dog?
Yes.
Oh, God.
4 points of damage.
Okay. He doesn't look particularly bothered by that. So when you shoot him, Mr. McCarthy, your bullet just kind of barely grazes his cheek, and he turns his head slightly. Just as the glow in his eyes brightens, and a bolt of blue turquoise energy, not entirely unlike the energy that that Private Schrock was enveloped with, and not entirely unlike what the blue flashlight was shooting, fires out of his eyes and smashes into the wall of the building and gouges out a hole in the building, and just rock comes flying out. Mr. Springsteen.
I throw a grenade at him.
Go right ahead.
Nicely done.
My last grenade. Thank God that throw was a success. That'll be 5, 6, 11, 15 damage.
He staggers backwards and falls to a knee. Let's get a spot hidden roll from Private Schrock, Mr. McCarthy, and Mr. Springsteen.
04.
Okay. Nice.
Where am I? It's an extreme.
Yeah, this is a pass as
well. 12. That's a pass as well. We all see it.
Okay. It's not what you see, it's what you don't see. You realize that Miss Doyle has not come out of the building with you. Private Truck, you're up.
Okay.
Oh, man, if she's a double agent, I'm going to be so angry.
He is... Gosh, what's way would his enthusiasm take him? To be the hero and save the girl, or to fight the bad guy? You know what? He's going to say, Miss Doyle! Turn around and run.
God damn it, Lonnie.
Miss Doyle, we got a Stevie. Come on. Sergeant says come out here.
You going to open the door and go back inside?
Yep.
Okay.
She's not with us.
Oh, man, is that going to be a court martial if I ever saw one?
Okay, we'll leave you doing that. Mr. McCarthy.
I guess I will... So he went down on his knee, right, after the grenade?
Correct.
Does he look like damaged by the grenade, or just yep. like the explosion?
Yes, that one.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay.
He definitely looks like he's been hurt from the shooting.
From the explosion, okay.
From the shooting and the explosion. Perhaps not as much as you might think, but...
Yeah. All right, so I will shoot again. And this is 99. So let's see, that's a malfunction.
Why?
Good time for your gun to jam. He looks up at you, and the turquoise color in his eyes brightens, and another bolt of energy shoots out, just missing you, Mr. McCarthy, and exploding the wall behind you.
Please don't kill our healer. Please don't kill our healer.
Springsteen.
Well, that's just great. It was my last grenade. I'll pull out my rifle and shoot at him. Ooh, that is a hard success. And that'll be, let's see, 2d6 plus 4. 6, 4, so 14.
Okay. He staggers backwards and falls over flat on the ground.
Okay, I'm going to rush up to him. If he's still alive, I'm going to try and restrain him.
And the glow in his eyes fades and goes out. And all the little black worms in his eyes start crawling out across his face into the ground. Let's cut back to Professor Atwood. So you were running across the room from the dog.
Yes. Floating, really, but yes.
Well, be sure. Why don't you give me a dex roll?
Ah, that's now my dex is times 2. I can't possibly fail. Oh, almost, but no, I didn't.
why don't you give me a spot hidden roll?
There's so many zeros, it's hard to see.
okay. You may take 10 points of damage.
Let's see. Even with my 2 points of armor, I am below 0.
Well, okay then. Private Schrock.
Man, Atwood was fragile. Yes, sir.
Well, I think he was pretty beat up, too.
Remember, he's the only one who had made it from the very beginning, and the healer wasn't really healing him.
Yeah.
Beat up and nearly insane.
Well, there are 8 mooks left, if you would like to turn one of them into something.
Oh, I will, yes.
Okay. Private Schrock.
Yes, sir.
You enter the room.
Miss Atwood!
You see the blue glowing dog running across the room towards you.
Do I see...
You see Miss Doyle sprinting towards you away from the dog.
Wasn't it the radio room and then the sphere room?
Yeah, but I mean you can see through the door, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so you see, Miss Doyle is in the radio room. She is running for the door for you, towards you. Through the door, you can see Professor Atwood lying on the ground and the dog leaping over his body, running at you, running towards you.
Okay, but he's way in the back. How far away is she?
She is just like 5 feet from you.
Okay.
Honey, hurry, let me out!
Hurry! Sergeant says we have to go now. Come on.
I think he's dead. I think it got him.
Just run.
She runs past you out the door.
And I slam the door shut.
Okay.
And follow her. Or lock it if I can, or you know, whatever. Briefly see if there's a way to, you know, bar it or something.
Sure.
Dog-proof it and then run.
Well, you can close it. You can latch it. We'll say there's a latch. Why not?
It's a ghost dog. It's not going to care anyway. But I will try to do that and then run.
Okay.
I got her, Sergeant. I got her.
So you guys are in the courtyard. How about listen rolls?
What kind of roll?
Listen. Fail.
0-2. Finally.
Well, I'm so happy you got that on a listen roll, Randall.
That's a fail.
Lonnie's too busy trying to
This is going to be important, you'll see.
Of course. Mr. McCarthy, you can hear what's the sound of at least one, probably two or three, small engines. Like a snowmobile, perhaps, or something along that line, and seem to be growing louder.
Snowmobiles! That way!
This is a good question. We saw snowmobile tracks. Were they going into the building? Is that right?
They were coming near the building.
They were coming near the building.
Yeah, it's not like they were pulling the snowmobile. There's nothing to suggest that they were pulling the snowmobiles into the building, but there are tracks where they have driven up to or driven past this building, yes.
Nobody but Private Schrock would try such a stunt as that. is there like one general direction that they seem to be coming and going from?
Yes.
So, I say everyone get down, prone, pull out your rifles, everyone aim towards the area we hear the snowmobiles coming from, and then if they're Nazis when we can see them, everyone shoot, kill the Nazis.
Is it, like, where's the entrance? So it's like an enclosed courtyard with like one opening, right?
It's like an exterior courtyard.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's a number of buildings, so it's a fairly, you know, it's kind of a medium-sized courtyard, right? And there's kind of a number of buildings around it, so there's gaps between the buildings, you know, some kind of narrow, like, alley-like ones, and, you know, one or two kind of wide, you know, street-sized openings. And then there are openings into the building that go into the buildings themselves. And the tracks, the snowmobile tracks all kind of lead to and from, you know, one of the, let's call it a street for want of a better term, right, are coming from, you know, one of the streets. And that is the same direction that the noise of snowmobiles that you are hearing at the moment is coming from.
Gotcha. I will do as Sergeant Schrock says and set the ambush.
Same here.
Okay.
He's a Sarge.
Yep. Setting up the rifle ambush.
Okay.
Dr. McCarthy, did you see me go get Miss Doyle? That was cool, right?
Miss Doyle lays down, you know, drops down in the snow next to you, Private Schrock, and you know, puts her hand on your arm. And no matter what happens, thank you for coming to get me, Lonnie.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It was all Sergeant Springsteen's idea.
Well, that may as be, but still, you were the one who did it.
You got it, ma'am. You got it.
And a short moment later, sure enough, a snowmobile comes out the street into the courtyard, followed by two more. There are German soldiers on each of them. Private Truck.
Yes, sir. It'd be nice to kick it off with a bang, but I'm sure we're too far away from explosions. So I will just take a shot. Verify what my rifle is. Okay. Yes, a 13 will be a hard success. And 10 points.
One of the Germans goes flying off his snowmobile. The snowmobile veers out of control and crashes into a building. Mr. McCarthy.
Can we get a party luck check for that snowmobile?
You want it to crash into you guys?
I want it to not crash and have his hand go off the throttle and have it slow down and stop.
Oh. Okay. That sounds like a party luck. Yep.
Well, I'm at 29. I don't know what other people are at.
37.
I bet Private Harry. I bet Private Gordon has a pretty good luck.
Well, so it sounds like me. Oh, 5! It doesn't explode.
Nope, he falls backwards off the snowmobile, and it just, you know, kind of glides to a halt, idling.
Ooh.
Do you have a dex yet, Private Gordon?
I do. The dex is 60.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. McCarthy, now that you've been lucky, what would you like to do?
I will shoot at the Nazis.
Okay.
As planned. For a failure. Woo!
Mr. Gordon?
Gosh, here we go. Oh, it's a pass. All right.
Oh, now I feel secured.
All the green privates.
Oh, that's a 7 damage.
Another German falls off the snowmobile.
Would you like see to that make? Shrock? I got him. I got him, Shrock.
Would you like to make a party luck roll for that snowmobile?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, another success! Yes!
Which glides to a graceful and gentle halt. The third remaining German kind of spins his snowmobile sideways, jumps off, and ducks behind it, using it for cover.
Oh, well, that one we need to explode.
Mr. Springsteen.
Oh, well, I'm going to try and shoot this German.
With that's a penalty die, please, because he's in cover.
Ah! Yes! Success. So, 3, 7 plus 9 damage. No, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 damage.
Okay. He falls backwards into the snow.
Ah! Start running towards the snowmobiles.
There's only 3, right? Charge.
There are 3, that is correct.
What do you suppose happened to Doc Atwood?
I can't hear you because I'm already running.
Did I see his body, the dog? Or did I just see the dog running out of the room?
You saw his body lying in the spherical chamber.
And Gordon!
The dog kind of leaping past him.
Gotcha.
Running Gordon, towards you.
It was crazy that the ghost dog got him. You could see him through the room. It was crazy. That ghost dog's bad news.
I guess that must be what happened.
Well, he got it coming. You asked me.
By the way, Doc, can you look at my hand?
Oh, sure.
Wow. You all are going to just get some severe demerits from
sorry.
The corporal, because he's gone. I mean, Sarge.
I'm running with the corporal.
Sarge is already gone.
I'm running with the Sarge, too. I thought we were talking and running.
Where are you running to?
The snow machines.
I'm going to go check and see if that last guy that I shot is dead or if he's just...
He is unconscious.
Unconscious. He's unconscious?
Yep.
Yes. All right. Bind his hands. Throw him over the back of the snowmobile. And then, you know, take the snowmobile over to the other 2 snowmobiles. Make sure that the other 2 are dead. Like dead.
They are dead.
All right, cool. And then I'll snowmobile back to the group. And, you're like,
hold both my hands up when I get there. And where were you?
What?
Well, I think I actually went over to the snow machines with you, so I would have got on one as well.
Okay. Lonnie,
I'm helping
everyone again.
I'm helping my comrades here. I'm
going to
and
Doc, you're good. I'm looking at Lonnie.
He's like got two fingers missing or something. It's like, what? The Doc's fixing my hand.
Mm-hmm. Likely story. All right. Well.
Oh, by the way,
this one's still alive, Doc.
That's in the master role.
You want to make sure? You want to make sure this German doesn't die on us, and we can question him.
Sure. We can. Yeah, we can do something for sure. Yeah.
Sticks the scalpel in his neck.
Yeah, I bust my medicine roll on you, Steve. So.
Okay. Great.
Funny, Kim.
That one back.
Perfect. So automatically went back and 1d2? Is that how it works now, Jim?
Nope, just one.
Just one?
Just one. Okay.
Alright, so yeah, I will attend to the German.
Okay, you can first aid him as well.
Okay. Do I have to roll?
Yep.
It is a pass.
Okay. You give the German a hit point, and he is conscious. And he looks up at you.
Who knows how to speak German?
I don't know any German, but I say, speak him.
I have a lot of Germans, Corporal, if you want me to talk to him.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Do speak him. Speak him. Making up a German.
Ask him where they came from. Him and his two friends who are now dead. And he'll share their fate if he doesn't talk.
So where are you from?
So baguettes.
Munich. Really? Is it nice this time of year?
I have not been there for a long time.
Oh, what'd you say, Gordy?
He says he's from Munich.
Oh.
No, we want the juicy details. What the hell are they doing here?
Oh, sorry.
Gordon, to the point.
What are you doing here?
No. Where did they just come from?
You don't speak German. You don't know what I said.
Would you like some candy?
I am a soldier. I am just following orders.
Okay. Well, where are the other soldiers here? How many are you?
Why would they tell you?
See, I want you to turn slowly and look in the eyes of the people around me. I'm the sanest person here. I'm your best bet for getting out of here alive.
100% true. 100% true, Sean. Not even a lie.
I mean, I don't want to tell you, but the last time they met a soldier who didn't answer their questions, they just shot him.
Is that a intimidate roll?
As much as this guy can intimidate, I suppose.
Or are you? Or is that? Maybe it's more of a persuade because you're. If you intend it to the tone that you are using.
That's a success in persuade, Okay. Just barely.
I don't think it matters. I don't think anyone is getting out of here alive.
Well, not with that attitude. What can we do? What's going on? You don't want to die here, do you, soldier?
Well, of course not. I want to go home. I don't know what is going on. They're doing things in many buildings. They tell us to patrol. That is what we do.
Okay. So where's the building where they're doing the worst thing?
I do not know or understand any of the things they are doing. I don't know what is better, what is worse.
Do these guys have Black Sun or
Bliss? Ignorance is bliss, isn't it, Nazi soldier?
He's doing a good job, Sarge. He's doing a good job at patting on the shoulder.
I turn around and say that he doesn't seem to know what's going on or anything. But he wants to live, though, so, and he's scared of you people.
Well, but what about the military patrols and the military presence here? How many of the soldiers? Where are the soldiers here?
Well, he what says they're in buildings all over. He says there's a bunch of buildings.
Yeah, but...
Do you want me to shoot him like you shot the other guy?
Where's the armory? Where's the...
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Where do you keep your guns?
Where are the vehicles?
Where do you keep your guns and vehicles?
That is one of the few places that I know where it is. This city is... We have our routes, but beyond that, this city is so confusing. But I know, this building, I know, yes, it is. It is a large building across the river from the airstrip.
Okay, so that's really helpful. Now, I just want to tell you, that guy over there just asked, should I shoot him like we did with the other guys? And we're not going to do that, but you're going to lead us there, because it's really hard to find our way, isn't it? So if you lead us there, we'll let you go.
I can lead you back along my patrol route, but that is all I know.
That's fine. Just bring us to the armory. Actually, I'm going to turn in. Corporal Wright, you want to go to the armory, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what we want. Yeah.
Oh, don't forget to ask him about, what did that last guy say?
Shut up, Lonnie.
All right. You got a Sarge. Or is it this Corporal? You got a Corporal.
I think it's Sarge now. Didn't Atwood promote me? Field promotion to Sarge?
Well, if not, you can give yourself a field promotion.
Yeah, sure. Sergeant sounds good. And Steve, I don't mean to be mean, but this guy's kind of crazy. He's only at 21 sand.
What, your guy?
Yeah.
Steve wishes he was at 21 sand.
Yeah, I know. That guy's also at 21.
Oh, I'm sorry, 22. He's at 22.
All right. So Corporal, Sergeant. Sorry, he can. Congratulations. So, he says he can bring us to the armory. Are there a lot of soldiers around them?
Yeah, that's a good question. Go ahead.
Are there a lot of soldiers guarding the armory?
Well, not guarding it, but there are a couple dozen of us. We patrol the city regularly. And are generally based there.
So there could be 24 soldiers at the armory right now. Well, no, 21.
It's possible, yes.
Well, you have three less than you had before, so that's... Yeah, okay.
Can I get spot hidden rolls from everyone?
12, yes.
Pass.
Okay. So as you're interrogating this guy and having this conversation, you're kind of periodically looking up and looking around. And from the doorway to one of the buildings, you see something that almost makes you want to make a sand roll, except for the fact that you've seen a couple of these before.
Oh, shit, snacks.
But when you saw them before, they were laid out on tables or...
Being tortured.
Flayed open or... tortured. Yes, or hanging from a hook in the ceiling.
No!
There's a tall, barrel-chested, you know, kind of barrel-shaped, vaguely plant-like creature with a ring of tentacles on its head and a number of tentacles around its... It's midsection, and it's just inside the doorway. And
where we just came from?
No. the doorway to one of the other buildings around the courtyard.
Gotcha.
And it's, like I say, it's just inside the doorway. It's kind of just almost in, you know, just a little bit in shadow. And it's the weirdest thing. Because it's moving its tentacles in a kind of a strange way that you could almost swear that if it were human, it was trying to get your attention and wave you over.
Okay, I didn't like that laugh. Corporal, look over there. I'm sorry, Sergeant.
Oh, they're calling us.
I'm intrigued. I'll say, Doc,
you
stay here. They did that last one. Didn't like you.
But because
Lonnie,
the professor is scaring him to death.
Lonnie, you just stay here with the doc.
You want me to go,
Gordon?
You want me to go?
Gordon,
I'll go. I'll go, sorry.
Lonnie, stay here and guard the dock.
I'll go if you want me.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Gordon, let's go. Let's check it out.
I'm with you. Do you want me to have my rifle drawn or just have it ready?
Just have it at the ready.
Okay.
So we're going to start to head over there.
Okay. As you do, it seems to be gesturing in the same way. It draws back just a little bit farther into the building. And is definitely... It seems pleased, maybe, that you're coming over?
Sarge, let me go first. You just let me go first.
Yeah, no. Go ahead, Gordon.
Okay, you can fight a little bit.
I've got your six.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go in the doorway now. Okay, here we go.
So the thing kind of as you approach and just kind of enter the, you know, kind of step into the doorway, the thing, you know, keeps backing off and just kind of maintaining, you know, not the same original distance, but just kind of maintaining a distance from you. And as you enter the building, one of its central tentacles that ends in a number that ends in, you know, five kind of equally, that splits into five kind of equally spaced little tentacle bits, slowly rises up. And in its hand, if you wanted to call it that, is the insignia of the Black Sun. It looks like kind of a piece of fabric torn off a uniform, you know, with the Black Sun patch on it. And it tears it in half and drops it to the floor.
Sergeant, what do you think?
The enemy of our enemy is our friend.
Oh, okay. I will take out my knife and walk up and cut the other one of the pieces on the ground in half too.
It seems pleased by that. The tentacles on its head kind of wiggle a little bit in your direction.
Ah,
and some of the tentacles around its body take out, or, you know, one of them kind of pulls up, and it's holding like a rock, and it starts scratching on the stone. Right, so it's, you know, it's like writing on the stone. You can imagine, you know, taking a rock and scraping another rock, and leaves a little, you know, white trail. And it starts scratching on the stone.
Wow, look at that, Sergeant.
It's just... Gordon, I barely noticed you before, but... This is crazy right now, is it? This is crazy.
No, this makes sense. I used to have long conversations with Atwood about this sort of weird stuff. He would just sit there...
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, this is the sort of thing he used to talk about when I was driving the vehicle. He would sit in the cheat and he would just keep talking over and over. It was so boring, but I had to stay awake.
He did. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of makes sense. I think these things are sentient or something. I don't think they're... But Atwood thought they were evil. I'm not sure what's going on here. Do the symbols look like anything, Jim? Like any language we know?
So it takes a few minutes, but eventually it draws out, you're kind of trying to study, are these letters, are these kind of some kind of symbols, what are they, and you're kind of watching this, whatever it is it's drawing, and then it just, it'll go back and it'll start kind of circling a few of the things that it's drawn, and it takes a couple minutes, but then suddenly it just clicks into place. And you realize that what it's done is draw a map.
Oh, nice. I smile. I smile at it, this alien thing. And I give it a thumbs up. I don't know if it understands that.
Very mean.
I smile, and then I give it a thumbs up.
And the map that it draws looks something like that, only, more crude. And it points at itself, and it points at you, and it, the locations that are marked on the map that I posted, are where it's kind of circled, right? And it points at itself, it points at you guys, and it taps the circle, the one labeled the power center. Der Stromzentrum.
Wait, is that this last map?
It's kind of hard to see what the size it is in the notes. You might need to zoom in a bit.
The Stromzentrum. Yes?
Yep.
So it's kind of like if you go to the center point of the map, it's in the southeast.
Yep.
And where are we, more or less?
You have no idea.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to point at us. Good idea. Point at us, the humans.
Yeah.
And then him.
Yeah.
And then kind of like shrug my shoulders and hold my hands up, like. And then like make my hand go around the entire map in like a circle. Like, where?
It taps that same spot.
Oh. Yes. Perfect.
I don't know about you, Looney. But we're missing a great opportunity.
It's not where we want to go. It's where we are, is what he told us.
Speaking of Lonnie, can I get a spot hidden roll from Private Shrock and Doc McCarthy?
Of course. And this is... Hold on. Say it is a pass, but hidden.
I like Gordon. He's a nice young vibrant kid.
I didn't pass. Hey Looney, make that spot hidden for us. Nellie, you're back.
Yes, that's, it's like, oh, what? You mean that over there? It's success.
What kind of success?
Normal success, though.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, you guys' attention is pretty focused on, you know, not that you can see everything that's going on, but kind of the interaction between the creature and Shrock and Gordon. And you're kind of focused on that and watching as you suddenly hear the sound of a snowmobile rev to life and look up just in time to see it disappear out of the courtyard.
Who was raving it?
It's that guy he's missing, right? Or prisoner?
You look around and your prisoner is right there at your feet.
What? I checked the other two bodies to make sure they were dead.
Yeah. What about the girl that lives with us? What's her name again?
Miss Doyle is missing.
Oh, that bitch.
I knew it.
I'll get her! I'll go get her.
Let's jump into one of these snowbikes. Let's go. I'll go with
Lonnie. Lonnie better deal with this. He saved her.
Yeah. there's two. We can both take one.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I'll point to the guy on the ground. You don't go anywhere.
The other mooks circle around
him. No, what?
we got him, Lonnie.
Okay, let's sprint for the two.
So you I'll go with Lonnie on the same snowmobile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. McCarthy and Gordon, you hear a snowmobile rev up and race away. You hear some yelling, and then you hear a second snowmobile rev up and race away.
What the shit? I'm gonna run to the door and look out and see what I see.
You see, which of you is driving and which of you is the pillion?
I'm holding on Lonnie.
Yeah, okay. But I'll probably be driving. Yeah.
Yep.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. So you see, you see Shrock driving a snow racing on a snowmobile, racing out of the courtyard with McCarthy hanging on behind him.
Do I see? What's her what? Driving away as well?
No.
Amata.
I see.
But you can look around and you see that she's gone.
Yeah. Well, it's just great, isn't it, Gordon?
I'm trying to memorize the map that he drew.
Yeah, you do that. Maybe someone in this outfit will be useful.
Thanks, Arch.
Yeah, no problem, Gordon.
So let's follow Shrock and McCarthy. Let's get a drive snowmobile roll from you.
The deserters.
What would that be,
Looney? Let's get her.
Hang on, Doc. Let's do it. What would that be, a drive snowmobile?
It's a drive roll with a penalty die. Unless you happen to have a drive snowmobile skill. But just do a drive roll with a penalty die is fine.
It's going to be base of something. Okay, so 20% with a penalty. Let's see. Oh, yes! 13! I rolled 10 points. Nice!
Okay, you can...
I'm coming, Miss Doyle!
You can see Miss Doyle on the snowmobile ahead of you, racing away from you. But you are able to keep up with some twists and turns. Are you just going to chase after her, or what's the plan here?
Well, yeah, I saved her life once. I'm going to save her again, right? She's no, Sarge said we got to wait. Sarge,
oh my god. Oh my god, Lonnie. I'm pulling
out my handgun, though.
Okay, you can take a shot, Mr. McCarthy, with a penalty die.
Okay.
Oh,
I will burn 5 luck to make it a hit.
Okay. Roll some damage.
So 1d10 plus 2. Lenny's not going to be happy about this. Oh, just 3 points. Lucky.
Okay. You definitely hit her. Give me another drive roll. Shrock.
Okay. Penalty die as well?
Yep.
Let's see. Well, it was a 0-6, but it goes to 46. And that penalty die is going to get us. Let me see, though. Is this worth burning what little luck? How much luck do I have left? That's almost going to take me down.
Is it worth getting shot by your sergeant, or is it...
No, yeah, I'm going to burn it. I got enough. We're going to burn luck for no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, she's turning down alleyways and streets, but you're able to keep up with her. You know, I mean, not catch up to her, but at least kind of keep her in sight. So, McCarthy, you can take another shot.
Okay. Bell to die again?
Yep.
Use those surgical skills to aim, Doc.
This is 55. I will burn 10 more lock. Let's see. Now it's 9 points of damage.
She falls off the back of the snowmobile. Can I get a small party luck roll?
Yes.
So down to 11.
Hold on. This is luck was with Powell, right?
Yeah.
So it's minus 15, 40. 40 is my luck right now.
So that sounds like you, Shrock.
Here we go. Let's make it happen. Nope. 44. I would have even missed McCarthy's.
The snowmobile crashes into a wall and explodes.
Oh!
I mean, after she fell off.
Right. Oh, after she fell off. Okay. Well, that's fine. Is there room on here for 3? Like 2 in a body? Just out of curiosity.
Oh yeah, you could probably, you know, if you were hanging on in all sorts of weird ways, you could probably fit 4 or 5 people on here.
Come on, Lonnie, she ain't gonna feel it. Just sit on top of her.
Strap her on the hood like a deer or something. Okay, yeah, so I pull up next to her and hop out.
Okay.
Miss Doyle, Sarge said we gotta wait. And I run over to her.
She is not responsive.
Doc, take a look.
Why do you think she was betraying us, Ronnie?
What, betray?
Yeah.
Brings me to a dead stop.
I will make... do you want me to do a mason roll to see if she's just dead, or...
Yeah, if you want to.
And this is a pass.
She is dead.
I think she's a goner, Looney. She's gum. She's just gum. No breathing. No anything.
Huh.
I believe it's because of the explosion. Nothing to do with my shots.
Yeah. Yeah. She think she has. She wanted to take on the Germans by herself.
No, she was betraying us, Lonnie.
Oh, you gotta follow orders. Okay, I'll take a look at her body since we're there. I mean, search her body.
You search her body?
Lonnie's Freudian slip.
In air quotes?
Yes.
What are you doing, Lonnie? Respect the dead.
Maybe she's got another one of those she was down in those caves for a while. Maybe she had another flashlight.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe she has a little blue rock for you, honey. A little blue rock.
No, we left that with Atwood, and I'm happy.
You find a ID card, like a driver's license kind of thing, that is in German.
In German.
Whoa.
Well, she told us she was a spy. Remember?
Lonnie's mind is just blown. Oh, yeah. You're right. Does it have like a Black Sun logo in the corner? Okay.
But we should go back, Lonnie. Let's go back.
Yeah.
Sarge is going to be very happy when we tell him that we didn't let her escape.
All right. Yeah, you're right. That's I guess there's nothing to be done about the snowmobile. It's just burning up over there.
Yep.
Throw her on the bike. Take her on back, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though between you and me, I still don't like that spring team fella.
Oh, man. Yeah, but the Sarge is in charge now. Gotta take orders, right?
But he's got the crazy look.
Yeah, but he's... I don't know, you gotta take orders. It'll be all right. He's on our side.
I mean, after all, Springsteen
is... I want to go to court-martial for him, but yes.
After all, Springsteen is the boss, so...
you are able to follow your... I mean, you're kind of hopelessly lost in the city, but you're able to follow your tracks and make it back to the others.
I think that's more for your sanity than ours, Jim.
Yeah.
But thank you. Graciously, thank you.
Sarn, look what we got.
Well, hold on. We've been talking to this alien the whole time. I want to try and get some more information out of him, Jim. Okay. I want to, like, point at the Dark Sun logo that we ripped up and then at the map and kind of make this, you know, swirling whole map motion with my hand. Kind of like, where are the bad guys that we both don't like?
It kind of makes a swirling motion indicating the whole map as well. Taps the circles that are labeled as the city engine and the observatory.
City engine and observatory. Okay.
And sorry, do we get the sense it wants us to go to the power center?
No, I think it's we're at the power center because it pointed to the power center and us and him. And then I like kind of asked him around the whole map and then pointed at us and then him. And then he pointed at the power center.
You feel confident in that belief. Yes, that it was indicating where you are. Yes.
We were both establishing a baseline. I'm going to point at the alien and then point at myself and Gordon and then give him a thumbs up with like a raised eyebrows.
The tentacles on top of its head raise up. It lifts up one of its tentacles and kind of curls four of them into a ball with one of them sticking up.
No way. It gives me a thumbs up. That is awesome. Elder thing, thumbs up.
I'm keeping my distance based on my past experiences, but yeah, I'm fascinated by this.
Sarge, where do you think we should go? I mean, what does it want us to do?
Well, let's see here. Hold on. I can't really, like, read this map because I'm blind in real life. Observatory. We're not that far from the observatory. That's the closest northeastern square that's open from us. And then also the city engine.
That's to the northwest, but
northwest, and there's a couple structures between us and it. So, yep. Seems like the easiest one for us to get to would be the observatory, but we'd have to cross that river.
Well, the river's—it's an old riverbed.
Oh, that's right, riverbed. Okay.
I'm just gonna look at it again, Jim, and just sort of have this questioning look like, "What do you want us to do?" I don't know if it'll translate to his alien psychology.
I'll follow on what Gordon is saying and say, do you want us to get rid of the Nazis, of the evil humans?
It looks back at you, and it taps those two spots, and it taps the torn up and stabbed Black Sun logo.
Okay. I think you're right, Sarge. Let's go to the observatory and stop them.
Yeah, let's do that. And I'll point at the alien, and I'll just kind of point at the ground here, and then hold both my hands up, like, just stay here.
I don't know. Maybe it should come with us.
No, I think if we maybe take out these Nazis, and then show this thing that we've done that, it might help us some more.
Maybe we should leave four guys here to guard it, just in case.
I look at the four mooks we have, and I look at the thing. I don't know, Gordon.
That's just a thought. You're in charge, Sarge. If you want to go, let's go.
I think this thing will be here when we get back. We'll take these Nazis out quick. And come back.
Okay.
Does it seem like it, like a living space, quote air quotes, Jim, in here?
No, you don't really get any good feeling of what this building may have been, or what this room may have been. It's just here.
I think it would be good for us to... Well, now, hold on a sec. We still have our prisoner, and we need to go to the armory, right? Take the guns that we want, and then blow the rest of it up so that the Nazis are SOL? Sounds like a party-splitting mission.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should just take them out as quick as possible. I mean,
we should stay together, Sergeant.
I'm sorry, Jim. Where was the armory on the map? I guess where's
from the description
of the observatory.
Yeah. So from the description that the your captured guy gave you, it's across the river from the airstrip. And so the airstrip is all the way towards it's not the leftmost circle, but it's one of the leftmost, just below the river. So it says Blackstone Airstrip. Just to the northeast of that, there is a circle labeled Tank Hangar. And so that would match the description that you were given.
Northeast of that?
Northeast, across the river from the airstrip.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't scrolled all the way up. Okay.
Labeled Tank Hangar.
That is far. Okay. Let's all go to the observatory. How about that?
Jim, I'm sorry. Where did you say we are on the map? Just so I can follow along.
We're at the power center, which is, if you go to the center of the map, and then go southeast, there's an open square, the Stromzentrum.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, I can barely make that out. Yep. Okay, so we're there. Big mountain behind us. Gotcha.
And then the observatory is just to the northeast of that, which is the next open square.
I see. Across the river. And then way on the other side by the airstrip is the tank hangar and...
Like way far away.
Like where we started.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so Shrek and McCarthy did come back. They have the body of Miss Doyle. Don't know what you're doing with that, but...
Hey, Gordy, what'd you say? Rolls up the ID.
What does it look like?
It says, Amada Doyle, resident of Berlin, born whenever, 20 years ago.
Sarge, I told her she had to wait. She had to listen. But she just wouldn't listen. So we tried to stop her, and well, here she is. She's back.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like killed her, Jim? Probably bullets.
She's unsinged. She's undamaged, except for some. She was probably not some bruising, because that would have been post-mortem. There are two gunshot wounds.
I look at Lonnie and Doc, and then back at Amada Doyle. Okay. I heard two snowmobiles. So I assume I saw you two on one. So that was her. You were chasing her.
Yeah, that's right. I guess she wanted to go and be a hero. I thought she had to wait.
Oh yeah, yeah, hero. Yeah, that's what it was, Lonnie. Cool. Good. Well, you got her. So. I think just take a few minutes, and I think we'll head on over to this observatory and just do the same thing you did with Miss Doyle, you know? Just, we'll take him out.
Yeah, whatever you say, Sarge. Okay, can I drive again? I really got the hang of this thing.
You and Doc, you guys seem to make a good team, so Doc, why don't you ride with Lonnie? And
Doing great.
Gordon, together again, buddy!
Gordon and I'll take the other snowmobile and...
Just slap hands in the air.
Yeah.
and we'll just, the other guys will walk with us, or how will that work?
What happened to the other snowmobile, guys?
Oh, well, it exploded against the wall, Sarge.
Yeah, it was too bad.
Oh, yeah. You didn't mention that. Oh, interesting.
If you wanted to get really friendly, you could get three people on a snowmobile.
So we can take two future characters. Okay.
That's beyond my comfort zone, though. I just wanted you to know.
Good thing I make the orders around here, Doc. So if we need three on each snowmobile, then we need three. So cuddle up.
We got a total of four of us and four moops. Is that the idea? So there's eight of us left?
No, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are seven mooks left.
7 mooks left.
Yep.
All right, so we can take 2. That leaves 5. That's a good remainder party. That's enough for all of us. We can
should they there? Should they stay with the with your new friend?
Alien. Yeah. Why not? I'll make introductions.
Wait, so you're going to have 4 or 5 stay behind with this guy, like I suggested earlier?
Yeah.
Perfect. So,
well, I did say it was a good idea. I didn't know we had that many people. So, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, actually, because I don't think we had that many. I think we're adding some.
But I'm okay with Jim adding some.
Nope, that's what we have left.
We should check and see if there's any more German ID cards hanging around.
Everybody empty out your pockets. Let's go.
Right.
Good idea, Gordon. I know I don't have any. Wait, what's this?
Nope, nothing about that seems strange or unusual. It's the same guys you've had the whole time. And I think that's a good place to leave it for the evening.
All right, awesome. So we're leaving 5 guys there, and then we're taking off on the snowmobiles across the river to the observatory to get the drop on the Germans, kill them, and then, you know, we'll see what happens.
And make our new friends happy.
Yeah. Maybe he's got some more friends that are hidden away like he is.
So now we're taking the aliens?
Oh, yes. The enemy of our enemy. I told you since we run into the first one.
That's right. I remember you saying that. It was real smart.
Yeah, Uh-huh.
Yeah, the sergeant is trying to steal my line, but that's okay. He's a sergeant now.
Yeah. See, when you say it, it's a good idea, but when he says it's an order, that's why we have to listen to the sergeant.
Exactly.
Nice. Well, you guys have a good week.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Jim. That was a lot of fun.
Cannot wait to get back into this.
Yeah, thank you.
So good. Thanks, Jim.
Take care, guys. Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.